Eric Dillard is the only known man who can accurately reproduce many of Tesla's experiments with radiant energy and wireless energy transmission. He is able to do so because he understands that conventional electrical theory only includes half the story. Nikola Tesla gave us the technology that has created our entire electrical grid and communications systems. Tesla aspired to create a system that would light up the entire world without wires. In the end, a combination of his own ruin with the agenda of the wealthy elite brought about his downfall and banishment. Undaunted by this, Eric set out to recreate all of Tesla's technology and design a self-powered system, faster than light and lossless communication. Eric managed to rediscover Tesla's core job, but had to live in the desert. He did more than 4 years of research on the sun at Sonoma State University before his lab was taken away. His research on the sun led him to conclude the following. The sun has no internal structure, it is empty. The sun is just a surface, there is nothing inside. The sun is not burning anything, there is no fusion. The sun is a transformer. It is an energy converter from another dimension, with light and heat being residual processes. During more than 30 years of electrical research and experiments, Dillard destroyed 8 laboratories mysteriously burned. He also conducted countless experiments proving that the sun is not a fiery ball in this space. The electrical engineer affirms that the sun is approximately 6,000 kilometers from Earth and not 150 million kilometers, as it is officially said. Light cannot travel in the vacuum of space, so rather the sun is inside the ionosphere, Dillard says. The heliocentric model tells us that the sun is a star at the center of a planetary system, a star made up of hydrogen and helium that has traces of other elements. NASA images depict the sun as a fireball burning in space and a supposed process of nuclear fusion or hydrogen that turns into helium. However, current science only works with hypothetical theories and false conjectures to define the sun. The scientific description of the sun itself is contradictory. The possibility that the sun produces oxygen in its surface composition is totally unlikely. The sun would be composed of nickel, chromium, magnesium and iron, and these elements would be responsible for the true magnetic force of the sun. The temperature of the sun, according to official data, is 5,778 degrees K or 5,505 degrees Celsius. There is no way to produce a magnetic field with the elements nickel, chromium, iron and magnesium at high temperatures. Hydrogen and helium also do not produce magnetism. Nickel, iron, chromium and magnesium lose their magnetic properties when subjected to less than 1,000 degrees Celsius. Therefore, the sun, as defined in the books, would never produce a magnetic field that could attract other bodies in space. In this way, no planet would orbit the sun or be attracted to its magnetic force. The force of gravity is the same force that attracts dust to a television screen, that is, it does not exert any force of magnitude. In order for the sun to have nuclear fusion on the surface and could cause combustion, it would need oxygen. Oxygen is produced in two ways, by photosynthesis and photolysis. This could not happen on the surface of the sun. There will be fire when combustion occurs, and for this to occur there must be a combination. Following elements: fuel, ignition temperature and oxygen in atmospheric air. The combination of these elements in suitable proportions will produce a process of release of heat and light energy. There is also no oxygen in the supposed space that can contribute to the combustion of the sun. Only electricity explains the magnetic force and the existence of the sun. According to Eric Dillard, the sun is not bigger than Earth, nor is it 150 million kilometers away. The sun would be slightly larger than the moon. it would be approximately 5,000 to 6,000 kilometers in diameter. And he believes that the Sun is between 5,000 and 6,000 kilometers from Earth. Dolar claims that magnetic induction produces light, heat, energy, electromagnetic frequencies, and radiation. That would be the best explanation to define the operation of the Sun within the system. The Sun has a strong electromagnetic field that captures energy frequencies from Earth and electrical space. This uptake is defined in a continuous process of magnetic induction. Simply put, the Sun captures energy from Earth and other dimensions in space and converts it into light, frequencies, radiation, and heat. Its buoyancy and confinement within the system are due to the strong magnetic field of the Earth and electromagnetism in the dome. Therefore, the magnetic field of the Earth is much larger and more intense than the magnetic field of the Sun and the Moon. The sky is loaded with electrical particles and filaments that produce electromagnetic fields. The Sun picks up all this electrical and frequency charge that comes from the Earth, the sky, and the dome. To maintain the balance of this system, the Sun acts as a gigantic transformer that converts all this captured energy into light, frequencies, heat and radiation. Therefore, the Sun and also the Moon provide an extraordinary harmony that maintains everything. Moon, there would be no life on Earth. Electromagnetic waves radiate high and low frequencies. The Sun would be the result of a vibratory frequency radiated from the Earth. Nikola Tesla believed that there was a specific frequency with which the Earth is struck like with a hammer. Tesla believed that the surface of the Earth vibrated with the frequency of electricity that was generated from electromagnetic processes, the Earth being a large Tesla coil. This frequency is very intense in Antarctica, where sonoluminescence phenomena occur daily. Antarctica would be the negative pole of the Earth's battery, where all the extra energy is released. The Sun would be the result of this oscillating energy of very high frequencies. The ball lightning phenomenon was reproduced in the laboratory by Nikola Tesla in 1902. Other scientists have tried to reproduce this electrical phenomenon without success. This electrical phenomenon is observed after large electrical storms, where too much energy is released into the air or atmosphere. A ball of lightning floats in space and mysteriously disappears while losing frequency. This phenomenon may be related to the existence of our electric sun that shines in the sky. Gases and electrical energy make up plasma. The Tesla ball uses the same base to function and release beams of energy within it. The combination of gases and electrical energy or plasma is the same that explains the constitution of the electric sun. The sun transforms electrical energy into electromagnetic waves. Electromagnetic waves produce frequencies that make molecules, particles, and other substances vibrate intensely. This vibration produces heat. With this premise, we can say that the Sun has a cold surface, because the heat will radiate from the electromagnetic frequencies. By generating very high frequencies, the Sun causes molecules, particles, and other substances in the atmosphere to vibrate and thus heat is radiated to Earth. This is how a microwave oven works. Electrical engineering Dr. Don Scott, along with Michael Claridge, PhD in electrical engineering and physics, led the Sapphire project that studies the electrical sun. Both claim that the sun is not a ball of hydrogen fused in space and that heat is not released by the sun, but is generated by electromagnetic waves that hit the mesosphere, the stratosphere and finally the troposphere. The engineer and satellite telecommunications expert Jose Alfonso Hernan de Abahon, it also states that the sun is cold and that heat is generated by electromagnetic waves that vibrate in the atmosphere. One proof that the sun is cold and does not radiate heat is that the closer we get into the atmosphere and we get closer to the sun, the colder it gets. Airplanes at 10,000 feet register temperatures of minus 5 degrees Celsius outside. If the sun were hot, the water would not freeze at a height of 30 kilometers. Experiments with weather balloons show that transported water containers at high altitudes, they return to Earth completely frozen. Above 10,000 feet, the temperature drops drastically, so if the sun radiated heat, we would grill inside airplanes. The sky is cold like the sun. The sun is a great source of energy and its surface is not as hot as official science indicates. The electromagnetic waves that produce light, heat and radiation are generated from an electrical source and continuous electrical processes. Electricity is the only source that could define the entire existence of the sun and the universe. The visible spectrum, or simply visible light, is only a small part of the entire spectrum of possible electromagnetic radiation, ranging from radio waves to gamma rays. Sunspots are electromagnetic vortices in their natural flow of energy. The sun has a powerful electromagnetic force that works interactively with the dome Earth sky system. The heat produced by the electromagnetic waves of the sun heats the water of the sea and rivers, heats and expands the air, produces breezes, winds and hurricanes. Its heat evaporates the water. The vapor, which is lighter, concentrates in the atmosphere, forming the clouds that float in the skies. Therefore, the sun plays a fundamental role in the climatic effects of the Earth and systematically influences the cycles of rain, winds and storms. The sun causes magnetic paths or fluxes as it travels on Earth, where hurricanes, tidal waves and earthquakes originate. This is because water is naturally diamagnetic, that is, water repels a magnetic field when faced with this force. This water repellent effect explains the tides in Earth's oceans. The sun implies a positive electromagnetic energy that causes low tide and the moon implies a negative electromagnetic energy that causes high tide. Sea salt increases the ability of water to produce electricity. The sun's interaction with seawater acts as a great power plant. About 71% of the Earth's surface is made up of water. Therefore, the electromagnetic properties of the sun and the moon act like two giant magnets, altering their water level up to 17 meters above the sea surface. The sun also has a great influence on the tectonic layers of the Earth, causing earthquake. All areas of earthquakes are concentrated on the magnetic stripes or the paths of the sun. The sun is a large electrical transformer or converter that interacts with the entire system. Eric Dillard and Nikola Tesla were persecuted because they knew too much. They both destroyed their laboratories and set them on fire. Dillard was threatened, just as Tesla was sabotaged to the end of his life. The sun is part of the perfect electrical circuit that keeps this entire system running. What do you think about this topic?